It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is Western Production Specialist Laura Schmidt. Laura, what's going on in soybean and pulse crops right now?
This year, it's all about the weather. Recent warm temperatures have been a welcome change from an otherwise cool spring. And as a result, crop stages have started to advance a lot more quickly. Extreme weather has also caused some trouble in some fields and some damage. So thunderstorms brought hail damage, and recent high winds and blowing soil have caused sandblasting damage to plants too in some areas. And as the summer solstice approaches and the change in day length occurs, soybeans will be starting to flower in the coming weeks. Right now, they're at about the unifoliate to third trifoliate stages. Peas have flower buds in some earlier seeded fields, but most peas range from V6 to 10 true leaf nodes. And since we're getting close to flowering, I do also want to mention that in several pea fields, we've been seeing some spotting on leaves in the lower canopy caused by either spray applications or some bacterial blight infections moving into wounds from some of these storms. I just wanted to mention that to take note of these symptoms, since their position on those lower leaves will be easy to confuse with Microsporella light when it's time to make those fungicide spray decisions. And those symptoms aren't what we're looking for when we're looking for Microsporella blight. For dry beans, those range anywhere from unifoliate to first trifoliate stages, and saturated soils and high winds have been causing some emergent stress and damage there as well. So you can catch the full crop update in this week's Bean Report at manitobapulse.ca.
You mentioned weather damage in some fields. How can we assess this damage and its impact on the crop?
Weather damage has largely either been from hail or from high winds picking up soil and hitting the crop. That's called sandblasting. Both hail and high winds might tear leaves or break and wound stems. To assess this damage, plan to visit that field 5 to 7 days after the damage occurred to look for signs of regrowth. If any of those growing points remain intact, soybean plants can be expected to recover, but there might be a slight maturity delay depending on the severity of that damage. If the main stem has broken off above the cotyledons, axillary buds located where those leaves or cotyledons meet the main stem will take over and continue to grow, and you can look for signs of that a week after the damage. However, if that stem was broken below those cotyledons, regrowth will not occur since all of those growing points have been lost. In that scenario, those plants are considered dead. So take plant counts to assess the remaining living crop stand at that point. If those plant stands are low but uniform across the field, it likely makes sense to keep that existing plant stand at this point in the growing season. They'll be able to recover. Following weather damage, take extra consideration when it comes to weed control and management in those fields. The time it takes for that crop to achieve full canopy closure will likely be delayed, leaving a lot more room for late emerging weeds. So you can find more information on assessing these damaged plant stands in this week's Bean Report, available at manitobapulse.ca. And also in this week's newsletter, find more timely scouting information and updates from our regional variety trial and on-farm network research programs.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers.